Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Talk Spicy. I'm Coach Gene Clemens. Thank you for joining me wherever you are joining me. Rate the show, comment, agree, disagree, but whatever you do, keep it spicy. Five-star ratings are appreciated. And if you're joining me on the YouTube channel, make sure you like, make sure you subscribe. It's a sad state in sports right now. And not just football, not any one sport. I'm saying sports, the sports landscape across the board. What we have began to see now is that this trickle down effect of being more in touch with our feelings, more awareness, whatever you want to call it, has made us or turned us into less competitive people. What do I mean? Well, the difference or the separator, right, in sports oftentimes is not athleticism. Like, that's the misconception. Athleticism is not the separator in sports, because we already know who the athletes are versus the non-athletes. We all know who the elite athlete is versus the athlete that's not elite. So the separator is not athleticism, right? Because when you get to sports, everybody's an athlete. When you get to sports, the higher up you get, the more and more elite you get. When we're thinking about the high levels of college, that guy who's the third or fourth or fifth person on the roster, that guy is an elite level football player. The University of Georgia has 4- and 5-star guys just sitting the bench. And so when you have 4- and 5-star guys just sitting the bench, this is what happens.
We have a student that has a question. So she's in journalism one.
My apologies. I don't really know what that was, but it was a little quick snafu. But the idea of elite level athleticism being a separator is a misconception. Like I was saying, the University of Georgia currently has 4- and 5-star guys who can't get off the bench. Does that mean that the athleticism separated itself? No, because a lot of times what the separator is at elite level sports is will, is determination, it's grind, it's grit, it's the thing that's unquantifiable, right? Think about a guy like Josh Jacobs, who we heard over and over again at the University of Alabama that there were more talented backs than Josh Jacobs at Alabama. And yet, Josh Jacobs was starting. if you look at Josh Jacobs' skill set, there is nothing special about his skill set. He doesn't do anything better than anyone else. So how has he been able to have so much success? It's because he wanted it more. And when you look at athletics, a lot of times the guys who are successful are the guys who want it more. They just have that will. They have that desire to be great. They want it more than the others. And so when you want it more than the others, a lot of times you can overcome. So what happens when you get all of these uber talented people together and some people want it and other people don't? See, because everybody wants what comes. Everybody wants what comes with fame. Everybody wants what comes with stardom. They want the money, right? They want the glamour. They want the life. But they don't want the grind. And what's happened is the trickle-down effect means that in college and in high school and in youth league, players want to just go to the place that they're going to be given a championship, that they're going to be given a starting role. Nobody really wants to grind for it anymore. And what it has created is a climate full of mercenary cowards, full of guys who are really talented, really good, but don't really want to like work, don't really want to like stand up and take responsibility when things are going wrong. And then they hide behind buzzwords like mental health. They hide behind buzzwords because that's the way that you can't like go at them. That's the way you can't. It used to be that the mental health was the separator. And it still is, by the way. It still is. Mental health is the separator between who is good and who's not good. And so when you've got a separator of mental health, these people do well and these people do not, that is what you do. Hey, when you have that separator of this is what you do and this is what you don't do, that is what keeps the people who are really good versus the people who are just okay. James Harden is a mercenary coward. James Harden is somebody that wants all the trappings of being a star, but he does not want to work. He does not want to take responsibility. He's not someone who is accountable. And because of all of those things, it's not going to help him in the long run of who he is as a person. Now, I'm sorry, not even just who he is as a person, but who he is as a football player. Basketball player. Guys like James Harden are becoming more abundant. Hey, I am going to do things to manipulate my way out of a situation, out of a team. I'm going to manipulate my way out of this team. And then I'm going to go somewhere else. And then when that somewhere else isn't good or isn't what I want it to be, or when I think I might have to, you know, bear a brunt of the responsibility that comes with being at that place, I am going to then try to go somewhere else. I'm going to try to continue to jump from place to place to place. He left Houston, a team that did everything to put around him, a team that fit his skill set. They alienated really good players, They hemorrhaged their future. They did all of those things. And yet James Harden said, thank you, but no thank you, after he took all their money. Now, again, I'm with the stick up. I am with the hustle. I'm with the robbery when it comes to these players getting their money. But if everything has been done for you to be successful, how can you not be successful? Okay, let's not blame James Harden for that. Let's just say Houston was inept. They were a bad franchise. They don't know how to build. So he gets traded to the Nets, where he gets to play with arguably his friends, right? That's what we were told. Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant were friends. And now he can play with friends, and now he can play with a big three. Except he couldn't. And the pressure and the intensity of having to play in that situation where you are expected to win, he did the same thing that he did in Houston, which is manufacture a trade out of Brooklyn. Then he goes to Philadelphia. Joel Embiid, one of the best players in the league. He now has a running mate, somebody that's not the same type of player as him, but a different type of player as him. And now he can really get it off. He can really be that dude. And now in another place, he's talking about how he doesn't want to be here, how management did this. This is all while making the max. This isn't him trying to get to the bag. He's at the bag. He's where the bag is. There's nothing for him to get to. This is what has happened in all levels of sports. You look in high school, one little thing goes wrong at the high school. The kid is transferring to another school. I love what LeBron James has done with his kids, but it's weird to me that his son was going to transfer to one school, and now it's rumored that he's transferring to another school before ever even attending that one school. I don't know what happened. But man, if it's happening with LeBron James' kids, it's going to happen everywhere else. You got guys who are coming out of middle school who are stars, who instead of going to play for their local high school, they're already going to be a star. Doesn't matter where they go. They're already going to be a player. They've already got offers and they're on the radar. But instead of going to play for their local high school, they'll go and play for a private school. Why? Because the road is easier there. Right? The road is easier there. They'll hide behind the buzzwords. Oh, my faith. Oh, education. But I've worked in private schools. I have worked in private schools. I've taught in private schools. I've taught in public schools. And the only difference between private schools and public schools when it comes to the level of education is the number of kids in a classroom. And trust me when I tell you that football player is not thinking about, oh, well, I'm going to go into a high school and have to be in an English class of 33, 35 kids, as opposed to going to a private school where I might be in a classroom full of 12. That's not what that football player is thinking about. That's not what that 14, 15, 16-year-old girl that plays basketball is thinking about. That's not what that swimmer is thinking about. That's not what any of those people are thinking about when they make those decisions. That's how I know that when we look at things, we're not looking at them the same. This mercenary thought process on sports, it's one that means you have to be ruthless. You can't be a mercenary and be cowardly. You can't be a mercenary and be in your feelings. You can't be a mercenary if you're not willing to take the negatives that come with the positives. The negatives, they say, hey, you're a mercenary, so you don't care about anyone else but yourself. You'll do it while you're doing it for the money. And a mercenary says, you're right. A mercenary says, of course. But when you nail down players, they'll try to tell you, oh no, I want to win. I want to be on a winning team. I want to be a part of a winning program. But the reality is not that you want to be a part of something that's winning. It's that you want it to be easy. They want it to be easy. And life, it's not easy. Not all the time. If you could just transfer portal your way to success, then everybody would do it. But there's a reason why people have to grind. There's a reason why people have to. There's a reason why people have to continue to work hard. It's because it's not easy. And so when I look at a situation like James Harden, when I look at what's going on in the landscape, in the climate of football and NFL with these running backs, and I just go, who's going to be the person to just stand on their square? Who's going to be the person that's okay with what the thought process or what the perception is of them? Because if you're not okay with the perception of you, then maybe you should just be a little bit more loyal to where you are. If you're not willing to be called selfish, if you're not willing to be called, you know, an individual, if you really want to be a team player, then do things that help the team and not just help yourself. Because that's what James Harden does. He helps himself. Nothing he does helps the team. If I'm Philadelphia, I cut the cancer out. I cut my losses. Hey, let's get him out of here. We're not going to get equal value back, but who cares? Get him off the roster. Bring in some people who want to be there. I don't care where he wants to go. Just get rid of him and move on. And if I'm one of these other teams, there's no way I would ever trade for James Harden. I don't care how talented he is. And for what it's worth, he's not aging well. I don't care how talented he is. It's not worth it because he's not going to do the things necessary to help my team win. He's going to do the things necessary to help him win, to help him live a lifestyle that he wants to live, to help him do the things that he wants to do. And that's cool. But I, as a coach, I can't rock with that. Because the moment I need you to sacrifice, the moment I need you to take some accountability, you're going to ask for a trade. Like that's a reality. That's what happens. And we see it all the time. Oh, well, yeah, I'm a transfer to blah, blah, blah. I'm a transfer here. I'm a transfer there. You see it in high school levels. You see it in college levels. Youth league, you got a kid playing this weekend for this football team. And then the next weekend, he playing for a different travel football team. He playing for this AAU team, then this travel team, then this local team. People always talking about the grind, but they don't understand that the grind is hard. The grind is tough. The grind is physical. There's nothing fun about the grind. And I'm grinding. How you grinding? And nobody can see any struggle. The grind doesn't start until the struggle starts. But you guys don't post the struggle on social media. You don't post the failure on social media. And yet you'll hashtag grinding. The mentality has to switch if you want the success to switch. And until it does, you're going to start seeing more and more James Hardens out there. Ladies and gentlemen, that's Talk Spicy. Do this thing a few times a week. Rate the show, comment, agree, disagree, whatever you do. Keep it spicy. 5-star ratings are appreciated. And if you're joining me on the YouTube channel, make sure you like. Make sure you subscribe. Till next time. Peace.